We're learning Masechta Zvachim. We are up to the 13th parak, Mishnah Dalet. Echad Kedoshim Kesherim. When it comes to this parak, we've been discussing about Shechut Echutz, a person who takes a carbon and slaughters it or offers it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And the prohibition by doing so, but makes it on purpose, the punishment will be Kareis B'Shogeg. You'll have to bring a Chatas, a sin offering. This refers to if we're dealing with Kedoshim Kesherin, if we're dealing with a carbon which is valid to have been brought in the Beis HaMikdash, which you chose to bring outside incorrectly. Ve'echad Kedoshim Psulin, Shai Psulin B'Kodesh. Also, when we're dealing with certain types of invalid carbonos, going back to the ninth parak, specifically in the event that there would be certain offerings that if they would have already been ascended, brought on the Mizbeach, that we would not have brought them down, such as, for example, halon, in the event that a person had offerings that were supposed to have been burned that evening, but they weren't burned until the next day, so they're considered invalid, but if they were at least already brought on the Mizbeach, so then we would keep them there. So all those types of offerings, the Ekrivan B'chutz, if they were brought outside of the Beit HaMikdash, Chayev, in this situation, you'd be obligated, again, B'mezit Koresh B'shogeg L'chatz. The reason for this is it's coming to exclude a completely invalid carbon. If one would take a carbon which was not allowed to be brought into the Beis HaMikdash on the Mizbeach, and even if it was brought up onto the Mizbeach, it would have to be taken down, then if you would sacrifice it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, then in that situation, you would not be chayiv. And the reason for this is the Pasuk says, regarding this prohibition, Lasos Osu LaHashem, that it's referring to a carbon that you are supposed to do or to bring for the sake of Hashem, for a carbon, which implies it has to be something which could potentially be brought in the Mizbeach. But if it was something which was not allowed to be brought in the Mizbeach because it was already an invalidated carbon, then it would not apply. See one more line in the Mishnah. Hamalu Kazayas Min Ha'ola. If a person would offer a kezias in total from an olah, an elevation offering, which in itself is completely consumed on Mizbeach, here it was done again outside the Beis HaMikdash, umin he'morim, as far as also its sacrificial parts, b'chutz chayim. So this is referring to that a person would take only, let's say, half a kezias from the basar, from the actual meat of the offering, and a half of a kezias from its fats. So maybe you would think that they are completely separate entities, and it's necessary that one must at the minimum burn or offer up a kezias, this volume of an olive size. But since that both the basar and the chol, both the fats and the meat will both be consumed on the Mizbeach, therefore we say that it's mitzaref, that it combines, and therefore even though you brought half of each, they combine to a kezias, in that situation you would be chayav.